York City, connected with the world. Here's Tom Sullivan.
Yep, here we are. Happy to have you along on this Tuesday, the fifth day of December, 2017. My name is Tom Sullivan. And so the Supreme Court today held a hearing about, the case is called Masterpiece Cake Shop versus the Colorado Civil Rights Commission. And, yep, it's about gay wedding cakes. So this has finally reached the Supreme Court. They said, yep, we want to hear this, and we will rule on it probably in June. So it's a good 6 months away. But apparently, according to the reports, that the people that were there, it was a lively debate on this business about the Colorado baker. His name is Jack Phillips. He has a Masterpiece Cake Shop in Lakewood, Colorado. And the claim is, what about Mr. Phillips and his First Amendment free speech and religious exercise protections? Does that exempt him from a Colorado state law outlining discrimination against gays? So the big hubbub of the day at the Supreme Court was about Justice Anthony Kennedy. And Kennedy is always the swing vote, right? He's the guy that is kind of, if it's 4-4, then everybody watches to see what he's going to do. He's also been very much in favor of gay rights. So it was, and you can't ever tell from the comments made. He's appointed by Ronald Reagan, if I remember right, has written major rulings in favor of gay rights. He is believed to be the key vote in this, that the normal conservatives are going to vote for the baker, the normal liberals are going to vote for the couple, the guys that were trying to order the cake for their wedding. And so you've got all kinds of people looking at this and going, he was the fifth vote, if you will, leading to recognize same-sex marriage. But he also has joined conservatives to support religious interests against secular arguments. So he's an interesting man. He's a smart guy. But it's going to be interesting to see what he does, because everybody was very taken by the way that he dealt with the questions that were before him. Everybody was focused on what he was going to say in the questions. And what came out of this was Justice Kennedy told a lawyer for the state of Colorado that tolerance is essential in a free society, but it's important for tolerance to work in both directions. And he said to the lawyer for the gay couple, he said, it seems to me that the state has been neither tolerant or respectful of the baker's views. So everybody asked good questions. Everybody asked tough questions. But his skepticism about the state of Colorado and the way that they treated the baker is giving a lot of people in the conservative side of this argument, the people supporting the baker in this argument, a lot of hope that they will get a ruling in their favor, and it'll fall 5-4 in their favor. So we'll see, because he sometimes sides with the liberals, sometimes with the conservatives. You can't ever tell what way he's going to rule. So he mentioned the possibility. This is Justice Kennedy. He mentioned the possibility of a baker putting a sign in his or her window saying whether they would or would not make cakes for gay weddings. And he wondered out loud to the lawyer for the gay couple if that would be an affront to the gay community. citing comments made by a commissioner on the state civil rights panel that ruled against the baker. Kennedy said there was evidence of hostility to religion and questioned whether that panel's decision could be allowed to stand. So everybody's focusing on Kennedy because it's up to him. We know this is going to go 4-4 without him. And this is also likely his last year on the court. So in his decision, it's going to be interesting to see which way he goes with, like I said, on all of this. It was this. Kennedy argued, finally, it must be emphasized that religions and those who adhere to religious doctrine may continue to advocate with utmost sincere conviction that by divine precepts, same-sex marriage should not be condoned. This is the judge that said, no, same-sex marriage is legal. But he's saying, wait a minute, for religious people who adhere to religious doctrine. In other words, people that not just say, I believe in God, or I went to church once. No, people that are truly devoted to their religious doctrine, that they may continue to advocate and be honest and sincere their conviction that same-sex marriage is wrong. And that the First Amendment ensures that religious organizations and persons are given proper protection as they seek to teach the principles that are so fulfilling and central to their lives and to their faith. So the same is true of those who oppose same-sex marriage for other reasons. In turn, those who believe allowing same-sex marriage is proper or indeed essential, whether as a matter of religious conviction or secular belief, may engage those who disagree with their view in an open and searching debate. The Constitution, however, does not permit the state of Colorado to bar same-sex couples from marriage on the same terms as accorded to couples of the opposite sex. So there's a lot of conflict in here about the rights for people to live their lives, somebody that adheres to a religious doctrine, their rights versus same-sex marriages and the people who want to marry somebody of their own sex, their rights. So I don't know what he's raising all kinds of deep concerns about all of this. Justice Breyer was hoping for a compromise rather than a decision. He was trying to hope to get out of it. Justice Breyer observed that there are exceptions to civil rights laws. Usually make some sort of compromise to people with dissenting views. And while that largely was a legislature's job, not that of the courts, he asked Fred Yager, the Colorado Solicitor General, if there was any way to find a compromise. And Mr. Yager told Justice Breyer, I can't think of a way to do that. But he stressed that the Colorado legislature, which exempted houses of worship from the Anti-Discrimination Act, already had weighed on that question. The ACLU says they're not interested in a compromise either. It's all or nothing. They're betting the farm on this thing. And the ACLU said to the court, they don't doubt the sincerity of Mr. Phillips, the baker. They insist it has no bearing on his operation in the marketplace. A refusal to participate in same-sex weddings would, quote, relegate gay and lesbian people to second-class status, end quote, according to the ACLU. But he did not have a good answer for the implications on the baker forced into participating in the ceremony. Back to Justice Kennedy. He again asked what the limits of that might be. The implications on forcing the baker. What happens when a custom creation requires the presence of the baker at the event to prevent its damage? The ACLU acknowledged that the more service required, the more speech rights become implicated. And this gets to the baker, who says, I'm not a baker. I'm an artist. I mean, these cakes that I make are pieces of art. That's why he named his cake shop the Masterpiece Cake Shop. So we'll see how they do this, but everybody's, Justice Breyer is trying to get some sort of compromise out of Colorado, and Colorado and the ACLU and everybody else is saying, nope, we're going for the whole enchilada here. So I don't know where this is going to go, but I have to tell you, I have made arguments about this cake business in the past that I've got to very loudly change, because I was under the misconception that there are protected classes of people in this country. Religion, your religious groups, race, creed. There's a whole list you can go down. And I was under the impression, and that's because of the fact that there were a number of federal court rulings that said that sexual orientation was one of the protected classes. Well, what I found out in doing my research on this Supreme Court hearing today is that, yes, that's true. There's federal courts that have said that sexual orientation is protected, is one of the protected classes, and therefore you cannot deny them your business services. You can't say, I don't like your race. Get out of my store. And I thought the same was true about, I don't like your sexual orientation. What I found out is that there are a variety of federal cases, and they disagree with each other. And so this is going to have to be brought to the Supreme Court, too, is that some courts say, no, sexual orientation is not protected as a protected class under the Constitution. And therefore, it would be the same as no shirts, no service, no shoes, no service. So here we are. Phone number is 855-295-6600. We'll be right back.
Connect and engage with Tom Sullivan. On air, online, on demand.
So, what when I learn something that counters what I thought was right before, I like to be full card straight up. I have read where federal courts have ruled that one of the protected classes is gender orientation, but other federal courts have ruled no, it's not. The Department of Justice under Obama said yes, it is. It's protected. Under Jeff Sessions, the Justice Department has said, no, it's not. So this is going to have to go to the Supreme Court. My point, I've always been troubled by this. My point is, when I always stick up for business owners, you should be able to determine whatever you want to do to run your business. You want to, this minimum wage thing drives me crazy. You pay whatever you have to pay in order to get the people that you want to work for you. What's the government's right in telling you that? Well, it's the same thing in, if you don't want no shirt, no shoes, no service, great. You can throw anybody out of your store. If I come in and I make a big scene, create a stink, make noise, yell at customers, you can throw me out in a heartbeat. But you can't throw somebody out because of their race. We don't want you in here. You're black. We don't want you in here because you're Jewish, your religion. We don't want you in here because, and you get it on the list. I thought gender orientation was part of that. Well, that's still to be decided. So that's where I always felt, all right, if you hang out a shingle and say, I'm in business, I am a baker, you can throw me out if I make a scene in your bakery shop, but you can't refuse me service no more than the malt shop could refuse service to the black couple in the South in the 1950s. Then you can refuse to do business with somebody who's gay. And to me, the almighty dollar is what I'm in business for. And if you got an almighty dollar, I'll take it. That's my attitude. But legally, it's up in the air. Phone number is 855-295-6600. Kathleen, thanks for waiting. Welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Hi, Tom. Hi. You know, I have a lot of different angles on this. I'm a business manager. I'm a store manager.
Okay.
I'm a gay woman.
Okay.
And
wait a minute. What happened? Your phone just went like you were in a tunnel. Where'd you go? Kathleen, are you going to grab Kathleen's phone line and see what? All of a sudden, it's like you disappeared. Hang on, Kathleen. We'll get right back to you. Fred, welcome. Hi, you're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Hi. Hi. Just about the protected classifications business. That has to do with protecting citizens from the government, not telling private business what to do. If something is a protected class under the Constitution, that means that the government can't discriminate against members of that class unless the government has a particularly good reason for doing so. In the case of private business, they could discriminate on the basis of race, color, creed, national origin, sexual orientation, anything else they wanted, except for the fact that there are laws enacted by Congress or enacted by state legislatures that require these businesses not to discriminate on those bases. And I think the question before the courts now regarding whether or not a bakery wants to bake a wedding cake for a gay person is whether these federal or state laws that govern how businesses conduct business serve such a weighty public purpose that they overcome the business owner's religious freedoms, which are ingrained in the Constitution.
Right. You sound like a lawyer, are you?
Well, I'm retired.
Okay, I knew you. You never retire. You're just a recovering lawyer. So,
I couldn't agree more. The people who are seeking to be protected from the overbearing, well, what they think is overbearing, I don't know that I think it's overbearing, but what they think is the overbearing power of government are people who have religious convictions that cause them to want to keep gay people out of their places of business.
So correct me on the fact that back in the 50s, 1950s, black guy goes in, sits at the lunch counter, and they say, get out of here, you're black, you can't sit here. That wasn't a protected class.
That wasn't illegal until the Civil Rights Act of 1964 said that you couldn't discriminate.
And
in,
that gets into Title 7, says these are the protected classes, essentially. So,
yes, but they're protected classes under the law, not under the Constitution.
I got you. I've got the break coming up. That's very interesting. Thank you, Fred, very much.
From New York City to the world, Tom Sullivan.
Yeah, here we are. Fred was very instructive. That was very interesting. So this is the Civil Rights Act in Title VII has to do with all of that. And so the Justice Department now says that these laws, civil rights laws, do not protect employees from discrimination based on sexual orientation. That was a decision that was reached under President Obama, but the department now has moved to insert itself into a federal case in New York, which was an unusual example of top officials in Washington intervening in a court in which an important but essentially private dispute between a worker and his boss over gay rights is the issue. And what they're saying, the Justice Department said in a friend of the court brief, the sole question here is whether, as a matter of law, Title VII reaches sexual orientation discrimination. It does not, and has been settled for decades. Any effort to amend Title VII's scope should be directed to Congress rather than the courts. And they refer to the fact that the 1964 Civil Rights Act barred discrimination based on race, color, religion, sex, or national origin. So those were the five that I thought were the protected classes, but Fred was very instructive in the fact that this isn't protected by the Constitution. This is by a law. And whether or not sexual orientation is a part of that law is up for grabs, apparently, right now. So I was under the impression that, no, you could not discriminate. You had, if you put your sign out as, I am a shoe repair shop, I am a baker, I am a auto mechanic, that you cannot turn somebody down because they are gay. But what the Justice Department is saying is that, yeah, there's no, they're not protected under any law. Kathleen, we lost you. I don't know what happened to your phone, but I'd love to hear as a manager of a business and also a gay woman. How do you handle this? And this goes to the question that Justice Kennedy was asking, is, well, what if would it be an affront to gays and lesbians for a baker to put in the window, we do gay cakes? So Danny Savalas, lawyer for NBC, describes what would qualify legally as discrimination.
Generally, it's disparate treatment by in this case, under Colorado law, a place of business against any person based on their membership in a protected class. And in this case, a relatively new development, same-sex marriage, same-sex relationships, have lately become protected classes. And that's what the Colorado law prohibits.
Well, and that's where Fred was talking about federal laws, and then there's also state laws and what they come up with in the state. So the question is, can Colorado do that? Well, now it's at the Supreme Court, and Justice Kennedy is saying, hey, Colorado, you were neither tolerant nor respectful of the baker's religious views or rights. So Danny Savalas was asked what the argument would be for this not to be discrimination.
Because it isn't a form of discrimination if making the cake is purely an artistic expression, okay, a form of free speech, because then it gets outside. It's a commissioned work to create some sort of free speech, a painting. It's basically asking, the way the cake maker sees it, it's being asked, commissioned to create a work of art. And that work of art, and actually I use one of David French's analogies, which was, imagine if you were a black baker and someone came in and asked you to make a flag with a Confederate flag on it. It's an analogy. No analogy is perfect, but it is something that is sort of a similar argument.
Interesting. So let's go to David French from National Review, who said, artists are allowed to decide who and what they will use their expression, their artistic expression to support.
Well, because the design is the artistic expression. So think of it like this. So if you're a designer, and this is something that actually happened prior to the inaugural ball, if you're a designer of a dress, nobody denies that a designer of a dress, a fashion designer, is an artist. Now, many of them said right out of the get-go, I would not design a dress for Melania or Ivanka Trump because I don't want to use my artistic expression to advance a political family's fortune. Even if the dress didn't say MAGA on it, and that just went off without a hitch. Nobody cared because everybody understood that that is an exercise of their expression as an artist. They can decide who to use their artistry to support and what causes they do not want to use their artistry to support. This is the traditional right and prerogative of an artist, even if there are words or not words on the face of, you know, whatever work of art they create.
So that wasn't just something he was dreaming up. That actually happened. There were dress designers that refused to make a dress for Melania or Ivanka Trump. Well, back to Danny Savalas. He says the case might come down to what kind of cake the baker was asked to make.
I think that's what this comes down to. And I think if I could push back just a little on David French's argument, is that if this was a situation where it's a minor distinction, but I think it makes all the world of difference. If the couple had asked for a rainbow flag cake, then I think the cake maker has a stronger grounds for refusing to make it. However, if the cake maker refused to make any cake whatsoever, irrespective of what the design was for a gay couple, then I think it becomes tougher to defend.
So, no, yeah, no, I know. I'm shaking my head, too. I'm going, this is getting crazy. So now it's not about whether you're gay or straight, whether it's a heterosexual wedding or a homosexual wedding. It's about the art and whether or not the cake that you're ordering is artistic. And if it's artistic, then the artist has a right to say, I don't want to give you my art. I don't want to sell you my art. Back to David French, says this case is not about non-discrimination statutes.
So what this case is about, it's about, can the state compel an artist to create an expressive work to celebrate an event that he finds offensive? It is not about whether he is allowed to deny service to gay customers. He serves gay customers. He serves gay customers all the time. He has never, however, used his artistic ability to create a cake that expresses a view he disagrees with. And what's really important in this case, and a lot of people gloss over it, the ultimate cake that the gay couple chose was actually a rainbow cake. A rainbow cake sends a message, especially in the context of a same-sex wedding. So this is, and what Mr. Phillips is arguing here, is that he stands in a long line, generations of Supreme Court precedent that say the state cannot compel me to engage in expression that contradicts my beliefs.
So you got a lot of things mixed up here. That's why this case is more complicated than at first blush, because you've got religious rights. You've got First Amendment speech rights. You've got artistic rights, and it comes down to if he serves gay men and women in his bakery and he sells them donuts and scones and whatever else he's got in there, then he can rightfully say, no, I don't refuse business with gays. Their money is as good as anybody else's. I just don't want to use my artistic talent in some sort of expression with something that I disagree with. And to the point that David French made about the fact that you wouldn't ask African-American baker to make a flag with a Confederate flag on a cake, or a Jewish baker to make a Nazi cake with a big swastika on it. They could say, no, I'm not going to do that. So this is not just a dispute about gays versus straights. This is really getting deep. Phone number is 855-295-6600. We'll be right back with more of your phone calls. Don't go away.
The real world and you meet here. You're listening to Tom Sullivan.
Yeah, so we're coming down to gay wedding cakes are about art, and now you're going to try to figure out what is art. That gets crazy, because what's art to you may not be art to me. I draw a stick man, and I go, no, that is art. And you look at it and go, no, that's scribble. But if I don't want to draw a stick man for you because I don't agree with the way you live your life, can I? Because it's art. Phone number is 855-295-6600. Johnny in St. Roberts, Missouri. Hello, Johnny.
Hey, what's going on, Tom? How you doing?
Good. What do you think?
So really, what happened to, you know, the rights of business owners to be able to refuse service to anyone, regardless of anything? I mean, this guy should have a leg to stand on here, because, he has the right as the business owner.
I have long been one of the few talk show hosts that I'm very pro-business. I've owned businesses. I've started businesses. I've been through the hassle of being a business owner many times over. And so I usually am very, very defensive about business owners and their rights. When we do the minimum wage stories, I go crazy because who is the government to tell me what I can pay you? If you want to take my offer, great. The government should get out of it. But the problem I've had with this and where I've been technically wrong is that if I'm I'd go back to the lunch counter in the 1950s and a black man would come in and say, I would like a hamburger. I'm sorry, we don't serve blacks, and throw them out. Do you think that they should be allowed to throw blacks out of their lunch counter? Because if you say...
No, absolutely not.
Okay, well then, why is that is a protected class under the Civil Rights Act? And before that, that's why they could throw blacks out of lunch counters, because the Civil Rights Act wasn't passed. Once they passed it and they said these are the protected groups, you can't throw somebody out because of their race, their creed, their religion, all these various things. I thought, and where I was, different courts have ruled different ways, that your sexual orientation was also a protected class, which meant if you can't throw out a black man at your lunch counter, you can't throw out a gay person because they want to order a cake. But the courts have ruled different ways about that, and the Justice Department was saying it was protected. Now they're saying, no, it's not. I think that whole idea about can you throw somebody out because of their sexual orientation is going to have to be decided by the Supreme Court. I mean, okay. I'm with you, Johnny. I'm with you. If I come in and I cause a disruption in your business, you should be able to throw me out regardless. But and the signs we all see at the beach, no shirt, no shoes, no service. Business owners do have rights to say who they will do business with and who they won't, up to a very narrow group of people on a list where the government says, no, you can't discriminate against them. That's the question.
Yeah, and, you know, where you're going with the art thing, I totally get it because, you know, my wife occasionally makes cakes. I mean, she's not a professional baker by any means, but she's pretty good at what she does. And, you know, if she can't do it or, you know, she doesn't want to do it, by all means, say no. But, you know, it should be up to that business owner as to whether or not he's going to serve them.
Well, we'll find out what the courts do say on this, but I'm with you. I have a friend of mine, a woman who is in the broadcasting business, but for a hobby, she's like your wife. She does cakes and all kinds of bakery items. That's art. I mean, you know, I don't know how advanced your wife's work is. This woman does stuff that is just incredible art. Now, if I was to bake you a birthday cake, you know what it would be? A lopsided cake with some Betty Crocker frosting on it. That's it. That's all I can do.
Hey,
that's not art.
That counts, right?
but if your wife can do all kinds of doodly things and pretty things on there, then yeah, that's art. So,
oh yeah, she's a doodler.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know. I guess the courts are going to have to decide this, but it really comes. I don't know how the courts can decide what is art and what is not art, because.
Yeah, I totally agree with you there.
My birthday cake is not art, but your wife's sounds like it certainly is. So, all right. I don't know. I don't know how the courts are going to rule on that, but this is going to give us a long way because they are bringing up this question about it in the Supreme Court. Johnny, I do appreciate the call. We have enough time to get Ann in here from Red Bluff, California. Hi, Ann. Got about a minute.
Hi, Tom. How are you? I'll make it real quick. I just like to pull away all the layers. I don't care if it's art. I don't care what it is. It's basically religious freedom, and that's the basis of all freedoms versus, you know, gay rights, all right? It's not about the person. It's not about the person. It's about the baker that's trying to have a business and practice their religious freedom also. So that same gay couple could come in and they would serve them any other way. They just don't want to be involved in something they believe is a sacrament and something that, is away from what they believe in.
They believe differently than the couple. I believe in this case, and I think it needs to be said before we finish the program today, I believe that the baker was required to actually show up at the service to do something to the cake at the last minute to be able to add some sort of art to it that would require his presence there, which also is a big part about, fine, I'll make you a cake. I'll even make you a gay wedding cake, but I'm not going to your service. And I don't know if that's what they required or not, but that's the essence of the argument, Ann. Religious beliefs versus speech. Civil rights. I don't know. If I was a gay man and I'd inquire, do you make cakes for gay weddings? And if they say no, then fine. There's a million billion other bakers out there. I'm not going to ruin your life or mine fighting over whether you'll bake my cake for me or not. All right, one man comment line band. I didn't know the market ever went down. I don't remember ever seeing it go down. Down 109 today, the Dow at 24,180. S&P down 9, the NASDAQ down 13, the price of oil stuck at $57, and gold slipping down to $1,265 for 1 ounce of gold. On the comment line, this caller says the president should be able to fight back.
Even local police departments have internal affairs divisions. So why can't the president investigate the investigators who are trying to railroad him?
Well, they just might. That may be what it is, but since he has a Justice Department under his arm. And this caller says, of course the ACLU is going to keep fighting this case.
They have vowed to fight unyieldingly against anything that they can claim treats gays as second-class citizens. Now, treating Christians as second-class citizens, that's okay.
So that's the point, and we'll leave it on that. Thanks for coming by. We'll see you tomorrow.